Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ramkrishna Forgings Q2 FY25 and H1 FY25 conference call hosted by Nuvama Wealth Management. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghunandan from Nuvama Wealth Management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, I would like to welcome you all to this earnings call of Ramkrishna Forgings. I would like to thank the management for giving us this opportunity. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Naresh Jalan, Managing Director, Mr. Chaitanya Jalan, Executive Director, Mr. Lalit Khetan, Full-Time Director and CFO, Mr. Milesh Gandhi, Executive Director, and Mr. Rajesh Mundhra, VP, Finance and Company Secretary. Before we begin, may I remind you of the safe harbor? The management may be making some forward-looking statements that have to be understood in conjunction with the uncertainty and the risk the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Lalit Kumar Khetan for opening remarks. Over to you, Lalit, sir.
Thank you, Raghu. Welcome all of my investor friends on Q2 FY25 and H1 FY25 earnings call of the Ramkrishna Forgings Limited. In the midst of rising geopolitical tension and ongoing global economic uncertainty, we have continued to make steady progress in our strategic efforts. While maintaining a strong financial performance, we are undertaking multiple initiatives to further strengthen our business model and equip ourselves with levers to ensure sustained growth in the quarters ahead. As you are aware, during last year, we acquired Multitech Auto, JMT Auto, now renamed Ramkrishna Castings, and followed by acquisition of ACIL earlier this year. We are focused on integrating these acquisitions and have established a plan to streamline our corporate structure. In Q2, we divested 100% stake in our travel company, Globe All India Services Limited, to Yatra Online for a cash consideration of rupees 128 crore. These funds unlocked from non-core assets are being invested as growth capital. The board of directors has also approved an investment of rupees 57.5 crore to establish an aluminum forging capability around 3,000 metric tons per annum at Jamshedpur, primarily to serve the EV segment. This will significantly enhance our presence in EV market. This is in addition to our previously announced plans to enhance capacity by hot forging capability of 40,000 tons and cold forging capability by 25,000 tons. Additionally, the company in Mexico, which we acquired in Q2, has been renamed as Ramkrishna Forgings Mexico. This will serve as an operational hub for some of our international business in North America and bring us the additional business in the entire North America continent. Apart from above, we have done significant CapEx in upsetters, cold forging, and 8,000 ton press capacity during H1. Further, we have also invested in ramp-up of production of our subsidiaries, that is Ramkrishna Castings and ACIL. We have also built up stock for new developed products for the order wins in the recent past and for the assembly vertical. This stock built up, coupled with the ramping up of production in subsidiaries, has also led to a little bit increase in inventory during H1 25. Further, little bit inventory has also gone up due to build-up of stock in transit and at warehouses due to the Red Sea issues. All the above combined events combined has led to increase in consolidated debt by 282 crores in H1 FY25. But same is likely to normalize in upcoming periods as we anticipate seeing the benefits from the above initiatives in the coming quarters, with more substantial momentum expected from FY26 onwards. For investors, the key takeaway is that our growth will become increasingly multidimensional with an expanded range of end-user industries. RKFL now has multiple growth avenues, which are also seeing exciting potential in non-automotive segment, mainly railway and farm equipment and assemblies. Additionally, we are positioning ourselves to scale up in the electric vehicle industry also. The ongoing integration and growth initiatives are expected to gradually improve our EBITDA and margin profile. In the above backdrop, let us go over to our financial performance for the second quarter of financial year 24-25. During the quarter, raw material prices has decreased by 4%, which has also resulted in lower realization per ton and also impacted top line to that extent. Still, we have been able to achieve highest ever top line for the company in the quarter. We report revenue of ₹1053.63 crore on a consolidated basis, representing 17.2% year-on-year growth. EBITDA at ₹232.75 crore represent an increase of 16.2% year-on-year basis. The consolidated EBITDA margin for Q2 FY25 stood at 22.09%, and the same has been moderated by 20 basis points year-on-year. We believe that we will be able to improve upon the above margin in the near future. Profit after tax, including exceptional item, is INR 189.77 crore in Q2 FY25 compared to INR 82.2 crore in Q2 FY24, which is a rise of 130% year on year. That's all from the financial from my side. Now I will request Milesh Gandhi to update the investors on the order win during the quarter. After that, we can have the floor open for the Q&A. Milesh, over to you.
Good afternoon. Very good afternoon. Milesh Gandhi here. Would like to convey that we have secured orders during the quarter worth 1522 crores to be executed over a period of 4 years. Against the 1522 crore orders, we have received from North America orders worth 1475 crores, in which we have secured 1312 crores from the auto segment, and from the non-auto segment, we have fetched orders worth 163 crores. From India, we secured 47 crores orders, in which non-auto represents 39 crores and railway represents 8 crores order winning. This is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandelcha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity and happy festive season to the management. And congrats on the strong order wins for this quarter, sir. Sir, firstly, this quarter we've seen a very good growth from the domestic revenues. Can you help us understand, because the underlying spending CV, which are very muted this quarter. So we noted the outperform that market. Just want to understand which orders have seen the ramp up and which segments are doing well in domestic markets.
I think in this quarter we have seen degrowth in the commercial vehicle sector, but we have grown because of share of business going up in lot of businesses and also new pipelines of new components which we have introduced in our business scenarios that has resulted in the strong order, strong revenue from the domestic sector.
And so this kind of performance we expect to maintain based on this this new orders ramp up, right? So
we expect to grow from here. I think domestic business will further grow from here.
Got it. And so this year, first half has been around 7% growth. on the revenue side, and we have a target of 15% growth. So do you see this year a little bit earning lower than the guidance, but from next year onwards, we should see much better growth, right, sir?
No, I think we have, I think we stick to our guidance of 15 to 20% growth. And if you see realization from raw material, basically has gone down by 4% in this quarter. That also has resulted in the lower revenue. But overall, we expect 15% volume growth for the full year.
Okay, sir. And just so on the overall medium to long term, sir, you talked about multiple segments expected to do well for Ramakrishna. So just want to understand, do you see the pace of growth of 15 to 20% is further increasing over medium to long term, sir?
I think we are right now well positioned for 15 to 20% growth. And with new sectors coming in, like two-wheelers and passenger vehicles in the coming months and coming quarters, we will see further growth coming from the automotive sector, which we were not present. So all these levers will help us to maintain the growth trajectory with the capacity additions which we are having. This will surely help us in getting into the trajectory and on a continuous growth basis.
So, what your target also would be there, sir? 15 to 20% is what we are looking at, sir, in terms of growth.
Yes, we are confident of 15 to 20% year-on-year growth also.
Got it. Just lastly, sir, on the other expenses, last quarter we had this one-off item of electoral bond trust, and the freight costs were higher. This quarter also we saw other expenses on the rise only. So, any reason for the higher other expenses, sir?
So other expenses, the only reason this quarter is due to that export expenses, the carriage cost has increased on the Red Sea. So that's why it looks flat quarter on quarter. That increase of one-time expenses has been offset by the increase in export carriage cost. Okay.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So, sir, this is more of a near to medium term question. Right? It's like we are facing challenges in the CV market, and it's like both domestic as well as global. That's what we've been hearing, right? So, understanding that, how do you see us delivering the growth which you're talking about, right? If, let's say, this continues for in this year as well as the next year. I mean, that's one of the big concerns which I feel you've been hearing from investor community. So, how do you see that?
No, I think in CV sector, if it remains flat or where it is today also, we are sure to grow by 15 to 20%. I think with the introduction of new components as well as new assemblies, we have been able to get better share of businesses. And this better share of businesses is resulting in a strong momentum in the domestic order book growth for us and revenue growth for us. So we are very confident with the addition of capacities and the new, more automated lines and more value engineered lines. We will be able to still further grow in terms of our value add with our existing customers and continue to add onto our order book.
Salin, I would like to add a little bit here, Salin, see, we have a lot of new product development being done for the past order wins, so which will also help us in fueling this growth, and plus the capacity we are putting on the cold forging and aluminium forging. Also, that will give us that kind of growth.
Okay, thanks, sir. So, sir, then about these acquisitions which we have done, like ASL and JMT, are we getting exposure to the new segments or new clients as well?
Yes, we are getting exposure to new segments, new clients across the globe right now. I think Milesh in his opening statement has announced that around 1500 crores of new order book which we have won for this quarter, almost 1300 crores is from the North American industry. So they are all from new clients and new businesses.
Is it possible to share what are the new segments or the clients? Anything which I'm not sure if you can share something there.
Shalin, can you repeat the question? I could not hear you.
Sir, is it possible to share the names of these segments or the clients? Anything is possible from your side?
It is basically automotive segment, Shalin.
Okay. Clients? Any new clients that you have added? I don't know if you can share that again or not.
No, we actually cannot name the clients.
Okay. Okay. Sir, just switching on now. 100 to aluminium. So, can we talk about like economics of this segment? And second, 100 was actually, I think it's a starting point, right? That's my understanding. You can correct me. So, do you think that you know it's just a starting point and more of a you know just testing the product going to the market? We should be able to do more, much more bigger CapEx here, and the opportunity is much bigger here.
Shalin, we are just I think at the starting point. This 3,000 tons of capacity addition in aluminium. And with only around 60 crores of capex, this is just we are testing waters. And while our customer for whom we are building this capacity is wanting much more bigger capacity, but we would want to test waters because in we have never ever ventured in non-ferrous ever before. So we want to enter into non-ferrous in a very cautious mode because of the volatility in the pricing and other things. We would want to test waters with a small capacity of 3,000 tons. And then put a larger sum of money, but the opportunity is, I think, almost 30x of the capacity which we are putting in right now. So it is just a tip of the iceberg, and I think gradually we will see much more bigger capex coming into it and much bigger non-ferrous activity starting post this done.
And sir, in terms of the profitability returns, is it comparable better? Or inferior compared to the ferrous?
It is, in terms of EBITDA margins, it is lesser because the commodity pricing is much higher than current. But in terms of realization or in terms of return ratios, it is much faster than what we are doing for our customers currently.
Got it, sir. Got it. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much. I'll go back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mitul Shah from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very strong performance. So first question, again clarification on this 15% plus volume growth. Based on first half number, then it implies that second half growth would be like a 20 to 25%. So do we have that type of order in hand starting from October itself, or it will be back-ended in Q4 and we have concrete visibility on this second half, this type of growth of about 25%?
Mitul, we are very confident on what we are commenting, and more than that, I think we would not like to substantiate, but we would only say that whatever we are saying, we have a concrete plan for that, and we will be able to meet what we are saying for 15% plus growth.
Okay, sir. Second question on sir casting business, where we have now increased our focus, including capex and all. So, majority of this are new clients or existing clients we are trying to cross sell. How much clientele base would be overlap, and how much would be incremental clients, sir, where we can also cross sell our forging products also.
I think we by next year, FY23, we will be having almost 80,000 tons of casting capacities, and we are going to sell casting both domestic and in international. Right now, we have no international business as such. We have just started getting orders from international businesses. We are focusing both on our existing clientels as well as new clientels. So it is a very, very exciting opportunity for us, and our overall aim is to double our capacity in next 2 years, and we have confirmed visibility from our existing clients also, and we have extremely strong RFQ pipelines from new customers.
Great, sir. So would there be more new clients, or majority of would be existing and maybe about 20-30% only new clients?
I think whoever gives me business, whether it is existing or new, it does not make a difference for me. As far as I am concerned, I am ready to set up a capacity of 80,000 tons, we are on path. By next year, we should be having this capacity, and we are confident, our marketing team is confident of selling the entire capacity.
Yes, sir, that's true. I'm just trying to analyze whether can there is a possibility of cross-selling forging products to these new clients. From that perspective, I was trying to...
No, basically, we are always looking for new clientele. So I think this new order wins, which we have announced right now from North America, these are from new clientele. So obviously, this forging will also, we are pitching castings to also them. So it cross-selling or because RKFL as a one, we have different bouquet of products to offer to them. It is up to client to choose which one they want to source from RKFL.
Great, sir. Lastly, on railway side, we are hearing slowdown and some ramp down by government orders getting delayed, etc. Anything on that for our JV business?
We are not into wagon building, so we cannot comment on anything on the wagon side of it. But in terms of passenger, I don't think there is any slowdown. While I think entire focus of government CapEx is improving passenger comfort and passenger safety, so their focus and ramp up is continuously there, and we have a very strong pipeline in terms of order book from railway. So we are not at all impacted by any news which is coming in terms of there is going to be a slowdown in railways.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So just like you mentioned, we are having impact from the Red Sea side. So just wanted to get the idea on the Red Sea side that which country and geography is benefiting with the export because we are not able to export at this time.
No, we have never said that we are not able to export. We are obviously able to export our sea time. Of transit time has increased because of the Red Sea issue, because the ships are taking a divergent route. That's the reason our transit time has increased, but it is not that we are not able to export.
So we are exporting full-fledged?
Yes, we are exporting full-fledged, and we are doing extremely well in exports.
Okay. So, sir, doesn't China benefiting as they can export directly?
We cannot comment on this. I think it is extremely difficult for us to comment about China.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghunandan from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for another set of strong numbers. Sir, firstly, in terms of subsidiary performance, MAPL in Q1 had seen 86 crore of revenue with 16% kind of margin. Can you talk about the Q2 performance and whether we are on track for the 5 billion target for the full year with a 17%-18% margin?
So Raghu, coming to the subsidiary performance, you said we have just started ramping up of the subsidiaries like AMT and ACIL. And if I look at the performance, there is a multi-tech is already established, and we have done a turnover of about 90 crore in this quarter in the multi-tech, and about 30 crore in AMT and 20 crore in ACIL. There has been some elimination due to the material being shipped from the RKFL to the other entity or another entity for the value add. So that's why the consolidated number is 1053, but this is going to improve significantly in upcoming quarters. And coming to the 5 billion target of top line, I will say we are very much on course. Only we have to keep target. We have already disposed of our subsidiary group, so that will have the commensurate impact on that. And otherwise, if there is a material decrease or material decrease, that can have the impact. Otherwise, we are very much on course of the top line guidance what we have on the consolidated basis.
Sir, good to hear that. Sir, in terms of your product portfolio, you have been continuously expanding and adding new products. And in one of your slides, other categories, you have displayed products relating to the trailer axle assembly and suspension. If you can spend a little time explaining the potential for these products.
I mean, trailer axle assembly we have just launched in this quarter, and we have achieved a sales of almost 20 plus crores. This is a 2000 plus crores market and growing at a very rapid pace of 17 to 20% every year. And it's that we are expecting to at least by this year end or first quarter of next year to get to almost 25% market share in this segment. And we have patented our axles, and this is a proprietary item going directly to the consumer. And we expect a very large growth in next 2 years to come from this portfolio. And in coming months, in this quarter or maybe by next quarter, we are launching some more proprietary parts, which is going to be exceptionally good for our growth in terms of our assembled verticals, which we are launching.
That's good to hear, sir. And in terms of order book in this space, you would be in discussion with the customers, and what would be the status kind of orders you would have already received?
No, I think this is a B2C segment and directly to the consumer. This is not with the OEM. So there is no confirmed order book. It is tailor-made to the requirements. But we expect quarter-on-quarter at least 40 to 50% growth till we achieve a 25 to 30% market share. And for us, the current market today in India is close to around 2,000 crores for this.
Got it, sir. Wishing you all the best there. And sir, in terms of the railway business, and we had the Vande Bharat related orders of 270 crore. Would it be right to understand that these orders would be executed over 26-27?
Yes, it is right. It is going to be executed over 26-27.
And one clarification on the aluminium forgings. So the capacity we are putting up would be backed by the order, sir?
It is already backed by an order. The entire capacity of 3,000 ton is completely backed by a firm order for 5 years.
Got it, sir. In terms of our growth, the share of North America has been consistently going up, and we have been doing very well both in terms of order wins and growth in that particular market. Your thoughts on how the demand is there, how you expect the outperformance to continue. Recently, there were comments by Volvo that 2025 North America's EV market should see a positive growth. So in terms of what you're hearing from the clients,
right now,
or how the share of business is increasing?
Right now the market is flattish. We are growing and we are doing exceptionally well because of our marketing is being able to penetrate new segments and new customers in North America. And that's the reason we are growing. And with setting up of facility in Mexico, we expect this to further consolidate and grow. And we are extremely bullish on our North America segment with setting up of this facility, which is going to be upstream from this quarter onwards. And next quarter onwards, we are going to see revenue coming in from that sector. So the current pipeline and the current visibility which we have is gives us extreme confidence that in North America, we will continue to grow and continue to consolidate in coming quarters and coming year.
Got it, sir. And in terms of the PV space, how do you see your share in the PV space to increase, and which regions will contribute to that?
PV space, I think, Raghu, we have just entered. It is very, very minuscule right now. But I think the biggest PV chunk is going to come by FY26, both from North America and from India.
Got it, sir. Wishing you all the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Shah from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Great set of numbers. My question is for Mr. Gandhi. So I read somewhere that in 2027, the North American heavy commercial truck market is having some emission norm change. So could you share your thoughts on it with respect to that norm change? How would the customer buying be? How does it happen? How does it work there?
So I heard your question. Whenever any norm change comes in, there is always a pre-buy that is always expected. And so, but always when the norm change comes in, 27, 26 is going to be a very strong year. And North America has already been spelling so. But because of many of the infrastructure demands and the way America is trying to rebuild itself, the demand is going to be very strong for the next 2 years. And we foresee even if the change is going to happen, but the demand will still change when the emission norms get changed. I hope I answered you.
Yeah, so, and this is for Class 8 specifically, or it is for other class of trucks also?
Class 8 makes the maximum effect because the long haul comes under the Class 8. So that is going to be the primary market, and vocational trucks along with dirt trucks also come into the same fray. So it is going to be a effect across.
Okay, so you feel that the due to pre-buying, but the growth would be better in calendar year 26.
I did not hear your last point.
I'm saying because of the pre-buying, the growth could be better in calendar year 26.
America has been stating very clearly that demand is going to be good over a period of time in the forthcoming years. So even I think the demand will continue to remain so, and I think the pre-buy can always give a better numbers, but with the amount of demand on account of the construction and with regard to infrastructure, that should continue in the same pace.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. My first question regarding, sir, you are setting up an aluminum plant in 3000, sir. So, mostly we are focusing on EV segment or other also? On EV segment, what we are going to make?
I think we are focusing on EV segment. What we are going to make, I think we would not like to name the product, or basically it is the transmission components which we are going to make, but exactly the component we cannot name.
Okay.
It is primarily the entire capacity is for EV segment.
Right, sir. And can you highlight the North America truck market, specifically the Class 8 truck market, how is doing then for next 12 months? What is your outlook?
I think we will not be able to comment on Class 8 in a particular, but overall, as far as RKSL is concerned, we are doing extremely well in the North America market, and we foresee going forward also, we will do our operations and our volumes from North America is going to continue to remain strong.
Okay. All right, sir. Right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted a breakup of order wins during the quarter. If you can just repeat the same.
Milesh, can you repeat it, please?
So, I will repeat what I stated. Against the 1522 crores orders that is to be executed over a period of 4 years, for North America, we won 1475 crore orders, in which auto constitutes to 1312 crores, and non-auto constitutes to 163 crores. Further, from India, we secured order of 47 crores in this quarter, in which non-auto is around 39 crores, and railway specifically is 8 crores.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ghosh Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, one question, is there any update on the Ramakrishna Titagarh JV? What is, you know, the expected timeline of our first product?
I think we are doing extremely well in terms of our Titagarh JV is concerned, and project is moving as per timelines.
So, if I'm not wrong, that would be by FY26, I think.
Last quarter of FY26, we will start producing wheels and delivering to railways.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rahul from Nuvama Wealth Management Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Raghu here again. Sir, on the CapEx and investment side, first half this year we have done 400 crore plus of CapEx and investment has been 100 crore plus. How do you see the CapEx for the full year? And also in terms of the debt, if you can talk about how you see the debt reducing as working capital normalizes, and you know, your efforts on improving the cash flows.
So Raghu, on the investment side, I think we are largely done on the investment with the subsidiary. There will be a small amount on the subsidiary side, and what we have given the guidance of about 500 crore of CapEx initially, it may be increased by another 50 crore during the year. And on the subsidiary side, it remains same. On the investment side also, we only need to invest on the JV with the Ramakrishna Titagarh. And for that also, we have given a guidance of 100 crore for the full year. We have already given 53 crore in the first half, another 47 odd crore or 50 odd crore will go into that team.
Got it, sir. And in terms of the EV space, how would you look at the aspiration you would have to improve your presence on the EV, given that you are putting in more efforts? It helps both on the diversification side and also is opening up new opportunities for you. Over a medium term, how would you look at EV contribution to your overall business?
So, on the EV side, I have already explained that initially we have just started, and this aluminium forging is for the EV. We are also doing currently on the EV, but particularly this aluminium forging will go a long way on the EV side. Let us first stabilize and we will comment on the how we are moving ahead on the EV side. Let us wait for some time now.
But I think, Raghu, just to update on what Lalit said, our vision, internal vision, in next 2 years by FY27, our 15-20% revenue should be coming from EV or hybrid vehicles. That's the vision we are working with, and I think we are on track to achieve our vision.
Wonderful, sir. And would Tioso also form part of that vision?
Hello?
You had one investment in Tioso?
No. Tioso investment, I think last call also we have said we are not expecting anything from that. We have withdrawn from that investment, and 10 crore rupees which we had paid, we have already got that refund.
Understood, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidrum Mehta from Ask Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Firstly, season's greeting to you and the entire team of RK Forging. Sir, my question was more related to the standalone business revenue growth of 10%, which we reported, as against MHCV, industry volume, which reported high single digit or a double digit decline. So if you could share broadly, what could be the growth in terms of, if you can break the growth with respect to the new products, the increase in share of business and pure organic volume growth?
I think it is extremely difficult for us to break it down in terms of product, but we can only say that overall in terms of our ambitions and our hard work for last few years, in terms of getting into more value-added products and assemblies have resulted in higher share of business across the vehicles, and that has resulted in an extremely strong domestic market for us and getting into strong volumes with even the drop in overall MHCV demand. And I think going forward also, we foresee the same pattern to continue with the kind of work we have done and our continued progress in new product development and getting into higher value add. We'll continuously work on the same momentum to get us higher share of businesses and strong domestic market.
So, sir, in that case, how much should we outperform the overall industry? Could you give some sense on that?
No, I think we don't have a definite number to it, but I think we are working towards our overall objective of 15% to 20% year-on-year growth for near foreseeable future. So, with this kind of thought process, we are on the track to continuously keep on adding new products and as well as keep on working on the existing products to offer better solutions to our customers by which gain market share.
Okay. So secondly, I understood the point on the volume growth that, you know, we are building in 15 to 20%. We expect 15 to 20% growth. But obviously it is because, the lower RM cost is resulting into lower realization. And so if I look at for H1, our realization is down roughly 3-odd%. Despite volume higher in H1 of FY25. So how you look at realization or probably the RM basket moving in H2 of FY25?
I think it is extremely difficult. I think raw material prices is something which we cannot comment on. We would love to have stable raw material, but I think it is next to impossible for us to comment on whether raw material prices are going to fall from here or is going to correct further from here or not. So we have to live with that. We can only say that we would continuously keep watch on it, and we will, on our side, we will be able to only keep on maintaining our conversion margin and keep on adding value to the products by which we are going to try and see whatever best we can achieve in terms of our top line.
So in terms of procurement, would it be a quarter lag or how should one look at it? Like,
it is a quarter lag.
It's a quarter lag, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, one more question from my end. So you gave a breakup of, revenue from the subsidiaries, which works out to be, north of 140-odd crores. But the reported number states that it is, 100-odd crores if I just subtract consolidated minus standalone. So you said there is some related party, transfer.
Basically the goods are, like, lot of forgings are going from the parent company to the subsidiaries, but ultimately they have not been sold to the customer yet, so that sales have been knocked off.
So how much percent should we assume in this knocking off?
That I already told me, about 40 crore has been knocked off, and that number itself is.
So that broadly that should continue in coming quarters as well, right?
No, so it depends upon the product, ramping up and how much the material is produced and sold. The number will certainly change, percentage will change.
It will drop somewhat because a lot of samples and other things have been developed in this quarter. So that has slowed down, but that will get further ramped up in this quarter wherever sample approvals and other things have come in. So all those inventories will get liquidated and there will be, it will come into a regular cycle. That's the reason we have mentioned in our presentation also, the working capital is going to moderate, which is seeing at an elevated level right now, is going to moderate in coming quarters with all these samples getting converted into bulk supplies.
Okay. So, sir, then 5 billion target of top line from subsidiaries is including that or excluding that?
No, we have never said 5 billion revenue from subsidiaries, I think. That is, Lalit, can you clarify?
So you are talking about 5 million console, that guidance we given, that I earlier said that one including my travel subsidy that has already gone. And suddenly you have to look at the console number, and suddenly I said you have to adjust it for the raw material impact. So considering 15-20% growth, we are there almost online for that kind of number. But suddenly now it will be not a 5 million, it can be somewhere between 4,500 to 4,600 for kind of thing right now. On the console basis for FY25, considering the adjustment on the IBOB of the country.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Invest Savvy Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah. So first question is on the inventory and receivable side for compared to H1 of last year. H1 of this year is increased significantly. So can you comment on that? And the second one on the CapEx breakup across the facilities you are starting, our increasing capacity. So that's second one.
So looking at the receivables, if you look at on the console basis, it has gone up by 119 crore, and that mainly due to a little bit on the certainly delay in receipts from the overseas customers, which is likely to moderate and improve in the upcoming quarter. So I will say it's a marginal impact in terms of days, because there is an increase in sales also, commercial with revenue. So it's about 80 to 94 increase, which is likely to correct it in the next quarter. Come to the next part of the question, that's on the CapEx. So CapEx, I have already written, there are CapEx on board forging, 8,000 ton press line, and upsetter capability, and we have made significant progress on all these capacity. Apart from that, there is CapEx in the ramping up of the JMT, that is Ramakrishna Casting. We already started the production in Ramakrishna Casting, and we are in the process of adding up the capacity there. And same is with the APIL, ramping up of the capacity is happening up, and the renovation of facility is happening up. All this together has led to this kind of CapEx.
Okay. The last one is, can you just give some economic number of your aluminium capacity? What will be the asset turn? What will be the kind of margin and realization part?
So we have already given that there is a capital for investment, and at the optimum capacity utilization, it can give me around 250 crore of top line. You can understand that it will be around 4 plus kind of asset turn. And in terms of margin, certainly EBITDA will be lower, but in terms of realization, it is much higher in terms of EBITDA per ton. And that's why if you look at, it will be a payback of less than 2 years if we go on the full capacity.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harsh Saraf from Yashasvi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. I had one clarification question. If you could provide an update on the bogies that we were planning to assemble for the Vande Bharat.
Talking about the bogie frame, basically.
Yes.
Bogie frame, I think this month we are submitting the prototypes for Vande Bharat, and I think post the approval of prototypes, this will go into bulk production.
Okay. And so just one clarification question on the comment you had made earlier. Have you said that you had divested from the Suvio partnership and micro industrial investment was refunded?
Yes, we have divested from the Suvio partnership.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, about this aluminium forging press line, what quantum of capex have we done?
We are going to do 60 crores almost of capex for setting up this plant.
Okay, on that we are somewhere expecting 250 crores of top line.
Yes.
You stated that the payback period would be 2-2.5 years, roughly?
Yes, roughly.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Saveri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question on your aluminium forging capacity. Now, you said that it's a small capacity right now, 3,000 tons. Just wanted to understand how big is this opportunity within India? Any kind of numbers that you would have for, you know, the domestic aluminium forging capacity in India currently?
No, we are not setting up this facility for manufacturing any products for Indian OEMs. It's for overseas OEMs, and we... the total available opportunity in overseas market is 20x of the capacity which we are setting up for the customer which we are doing this. So I think this is only a tip of the iceberg which we are setting up, and I think with as we gain experience, we'll add on more capacities.
So is there any kind of, at least in the short term, maybe the next 12 to 18 months, do you see that this will only be... Once after this customer as well, this will be only be used mostly for the overseas facility, and only when the demand comes in the domestic market is when you will then put up additional capacity. So is there a safe assumption?
I think demand in domestic market is also there, but we are setting up this capacity for overseas. But once we gain experience in non-ferrous, I think post the development and post some bulk supplies for a few months, once we are confident of delivering good, we will extend our capex in this line to cater to the domestic market as well. So opportunity overall globally is extremely huge. So I would not be able to substantiate or comment on exactly what is the total opportunity. But I can only say we are setting up a very small capacity, and opportunity for us is extremely big. And you will see in coming years, large amount of capex being allocated to set up more capacities in aluminium in our KFL.
So just one clarification, you said your current capacity, the opportunity is 20x with the current customer, right? Which you are setting up the capacity for?
Yes, 20x.
20x, understood. Okay, understood. That's all my questions. Thank you so much for your opportunity.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. We take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We hope that we have been able to answer and address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with the investor relationship advisors. Thank you very much for sparing your time and joining us the call. Thank you and have a good weekend.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.